trends. What's trending now? What are the latest things that are happening? What are the trends that we see happening around the world? One of those trends I was really curious about a couple of weeks ago. It was when they had the youth games and snack night, and one of the kids, young adults or kids, teenagers, came up with this expression and said, 6'7". 6'7". And I'm looking like, what? What does 6'7" mean? It's a trendy word, I guess, that's being used by a lot of teens. I don't know what it means, right? Nini does. But anyway, I just got to ask you, when you were a teenager or a young adult, what were some of the trendy words that you used? Did you use groovy? Okay. I know that's an old guy's thing, but we used to use groovy, right? Any other ones? Cool? Any other words that you can think of?
Good head.
Good head. Okay. What else? Hip. That things are hip. Things are cool. Hymns are groovy. All right. But what is 6'7"? What is 6'7"? You know, and I'm reading what I found some of this stuff on the internet. It really delights kids, and I can see that already. Nadim is laughing right now because it delights that some old guy like me is saying 6'7". Okay? It puzzles us grown-ups. And you know what? 6'7", it leaves about 67% of the teachers wanting to retire early because they don't understand 6'7". There was a survey done amongst some teens in the United States, and they said, well, what does this mean, 6'7"? One girl, Ashlyn, who lives in Indiana, she says, well, I would just use it randomly. Carter from Georgia said, there's really not a meaning behind 6'7". It's just something we say. Dylan, who's 16 years old in Bucks County, Pennsylvania, he said, well, it's an inside joke that sort of gets funnier as with each grown-up who tries and fails to understand it. Well, that's pretty good, yeah. Okay. And then he goes on and says, look, no offense to the adults. He's, but I think they always want to know what's going on in our minds. I guess that's true, right? In dictionary.com, it chose the term 6'7" as the word of the year. Isn't that interesting? And it's the word of the year is always selected not only because of its popular usage, but also because it reveals stories that we tell about ourselves and how we may have changed the world for those different reasons. The origin of 6'7", okay, is thought to have come from a song called, and correct me if I'm wrong, okay, called Doot Doot by Skrilla. Now, I've never heard of Skrilla, but that's where it came from, just in case you wanted to know. And the most important thing about 6'7" is you never pronounce it 67. It's 6'7", okay? It ended up coming on to TikTok, and tons of teens started to follow 6'7" on TikTok until finally they had this kid by the name of Maverick Trevelyan, and he became the 6'7" kid. All right? Isn't that amazing? Oh, now, this is an education to all of us, right? These folks over here, they know it all the time already. So what does a 6'7" mean? It means, well, so-so. Oh, maybe that. Especially when paired with that signature hand gesture. It's 6'7", 6'7", right? Is that right? Do I have it right, Nini? Yeah. Okay, got it. Okay. And this word 6-7 is used to frustrate us, okay? That's the underlying thing, okay? And it's sort of like when a kid comes home from school. How was kid today? How was school today? 6-7, you know. When my son and daughters were teenagers, you know, they would use the word, whatever. You know, that got trendy for a while, okay? And 6-7, when you use 6-7, means you're trendy. You're part of the group. And if you're really using it, you might even use a bit of a spin-off called 6-Sendy. I don't know if you've heard that yet, but you better look it up, because that's how you get to know that you're cool and you're hip and you're groovy. All right? One of the kids, you know, they go through this, and an adult who was commenting on this said, you know, it's the oldest trick in the adolescent handbook. Sometimes, you know, you just say something silly, you stump the adults, and you keep on repeating it until you become mature. So, there are some other hip slang words that are being used as well. I'm going to ask, have you heard of skibidi? Have you? All right. Have you heard that there is this AI? There is an AI character that's been created that the teens are into called Ballerina Cappuccina. Have you got that one? It's a coffee cup with pointed shoes on it. Oh, and here's another one. Tralalero, tralala. It's a shark with human legs. I think Nadim knows all this stuff, okay? In Europe, they have a trend going on. It's called pudding mit gabal. Now, don't ask the translation, but what you do is you meet in the park for no discernible reason, and you eat pudding with forks. Okay. 6-7. Now, here's the interesting part. Do you think 6-7 is in the Bible? What happens if you look in the Bible for 6-7? There was a pastor in Charlotte, North Carolina, who did a youth event. And he used the numbers 6-7 in the youth event. And when he did this, what he did is when he was gave a message, he had one of the teens come out with a 6-7 t-shirt on when they read Psalm 28, verse 6-7. It says, praise be to the Lord, for he has heard my cry for mercy. The Lord is my strength and my shield. My heart trusts in him, and he helps me. My heart leaps for joy, and with my song I praise him. And when he read this psalm, one of the teens would come out with 6-7 on it, and all the teens were standing up and clapping and cheering. The kids, I guess it was a very large congregation, because it says that the kids went wild, and every single time it happened, it took about 30 seconds to calm everyone down from all the cheering and the clapping that was going on. He says it was a lot of fun, but it really got people engaged, not just the teens, but also the adults, because they started to learn something from it. So now here's a little bit more interesting about 6-7 in the Bible. In Psalm 67, okay, and that's interesting, it says, may God be gracious to us and bless us and make his face shine on. It's a blessing. It is a blessing. Make his face shine on us so that your ways may be known on the earth, your salvation among all nations. May the people praise you, God. May all the people praise you. It's saying, may God's face shine on those with 6-7. Okay, so that your ways, how you live your life, may be known on the earth. Isn't that interesting? Psalm 67 speaks directly to blessings and how we are to live. Now, here's an even more interesting part about 6-7 in the Bible. How many books in the Bible?
67.
60, how many?
66.
66? Okay. How many do you think have the verse or the chapter 6, verse 7 in it? The answer is 42. 42 of the books of the Bible have 6, 7 in it. And it's interesting that 42 is what? 6 times 7. Oops. Do you think that's a coincidence? You can make up your own mind on that one. But let me give you a couple of examples of those 42 scriptures. Okay, I'm not going to do all 42. Don't worry. Okay. The first one. Oh, we'll come to it in a minute, though. Exodus 6:7. I will take you as my own people. I will be your God. Then you will know that I am the Lord your God who brought you out from under the yoke of the Egyptians. I will be your God is the message in that verse. In Mark chapter 6, verse 7, he called the 12 to them and he began to send them out two by two and gave them authority over impure spirits. He'd given them the Holy Spirit and he got them to go out and start preaching the gospel. In Romans chapter 6, verse 7, this is the gospel. Because anyone who has died has been set free from sin. If you have been born again, if you receive Jesus Christ into your life, you have been set free from sin, thanks to Jesus Christ. That's a 6-7. How about 1 Timothy chapter 6, verse 7? We brought nothing into the world, and we are going to take nothing out of it. Galatians 6:7. Do not be deceived. Here's an instruction. God is not mocked. Do not mock God. It's not a joke. For whatever a man sows, that he will also reap. How you live your life, you will reap it. What an instruction that is so powerful. It's a 6-7. Matthew 6-7. Jesus teaches his disciples. And when you pray, and that's basically saying you should be praying. Prayer is important. We know that. When you pray, don't keep babbling like the pagans. Don't keep repeating it over and over and over and over again. For they think you will be heard because of their many words. No, your prayers have to be sincere and deep and not repetitious. I put a little of asterisk here because also in Ephesians, and I urge you to go and look in Ephesians, where? Ephesians chapter 6, verse 7. It says, serve wholeheartedly as if you were serving the Lord and not people. If you go to these 6-7s, they are interesting on how we are to conduct our life, that we are to pray, that we are to not mock God, that he has saved us thanks to the sacrifice of his Son, Jesus Christ, and that we are to serve. That's our purpose in life, is to serve. There's another 6-7 in the Bible that is very instructive. Proverbs chapter 6. This is not a 6-7. This is what God tells us. There are 6 things that the Lord hates, 7 that are detestable to him. Haughty eyes, a lying tongue, hands that shed innocent blood, a heart that devises wicked schemes, feet that are quick to rush to evil, false witness who pours out lies, and a person who stirs up conflict in the community. Those are the 7 things that God does not like. Just go through them. You know, 6-7. You know, there are many symbolic meanings in the Bible. 6 and 7. 6, how many days did it take to create this earth? And what happened on the 7th? Rest, right? 6-7. Unfortunately, 6 sometimes connotates some pretty negative stuff too. In the mark of the beast, 666, right? But interestingly enough, 7 represents completion. It represents, how would I put it, perfection. It's the total completion of God's creation. In one of the online sites called Bible Project, one of the authors there wrote, he says, 7 represents both a completed creation and a journey to completeness. Okay? 7 is a journey towards completeness. But the book that has the number 7 in it the most, anybody want to guess?
Revelation.
Great. Revelation, the number 7 appears over 50 times. There are 7 churches, 7 spirits, 7 golden lampstands, 7 stars. Amazing. And, you know, this is all fascinating, I know, to take what is meaningful to young adults and go into the Bible and use 6-7. It's fascinating. It's interesting. It's fun. But it's also serious. It's God's presence is in everything. Even in your slang and your trendy words. He wants to teach us and be with us and lead us and guide us. Just in those few scriptures that I read, he talks about creation. He talks about, I will be your God. He talks about, I sent my son to save you so you can have eternal life. He gives us his care and his love and his compassion and his mercy. So, do we always understand all of the numbers of 6-7 like in Revelation? Probably not. But we will, when Christ returns, we'll get to know a lot more about it. But there is one other 6-7 that I would like to leave with all of us. And it's in the book of Deuteronomy. In Deuteronomy chapter 6, it starts in verse 5. Love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your strength. These commandments that I give you today are to be on your hearts. So these are the two great commandments. Or this is the first commandment, and it's also love your neighbor as yourself is the second great commandment, right? But the first one that he gave is to love with all your heart and soul and strength. And then in verse 7, Deuteronomy 6, chapter 7, after telling us what the commandment is, he says, impress them on your children. Talk about them when you sit at home and when you walk along the road, when you lie down and when you get up. It's not just for the kids. It's for all of us. And it's what we should be telling others as well. It's a 6-7. We all should have 6-7 in our vocabulary. It's the number one word for this year, thanks to dictionary.com. But why not? Why not learn from what the teens have figured out, but apply it to what God wants us to know and live by? Let me just say a final prayer. Great God, we praise you. We thank you. We thank you for the youth amongst us. Yes, as adults, we don't comprehend everything that we should. Maybe we don't understand all that we should. But we thank you that they teach us as well. They teach us through their, what we call slang. And we thank you that this 6-7 is meaningful not just to them, but it should be to us. And it obviously is meaningful in your word. So we thank you. And we call on the families around us in this area, in this neighborhood, that they too one day will come to you. They will call on you. They will receive you. And whether it's through 6-7 or some other means, that they will get to know you even better. So we thank you, God. We thank you for this knowledge. We thank you for this fascinating and interesting truth. But more importantly, may we apply it in our lives. We thank you and praise you in Jesus' name. Amen.